Hello, my love tribe. Welcome to Heart Blend Podcast. I am your host, Lindsay Christian, and I focus on emotional care and empowerment for empaths, sensitive souls, and those that resonate with my content. So hello, I'm so excited and happy to have you. And today we are diving into a new series where we are going to focus on grounding. Yes, grounding ourselves, which is something that empaths, HSPs, daydreamers, those who have ADD or ADHD struggle with the most. And I really want to dive into this episode and talk about what is grounding. Is it really just going outside and putting your feet in some dirt? Well, we're going to dive in a whole lot more about what that means. And throughout this series, we're going to talk a bit more about what are the causes or the reasons that you may not feel grounded? What are the signs that you're not grounded? And also just when you're dealing with anxiety, how can you get grounded? Because sometimes we're just all over the place and it's really hard to feel secure and just like you're here, right? And that's really what grounding is really meaning. It's not meaning that you just need to get connected with the earth or get connected with nature as most people focus on. Yes, those are good practices in general, but we want to know why. So we can really get to the root of the problem and reduce feeling as though we are all over the place, right? Okay, so what is grounding? Grounding is bringing yourself in the present moment. It's giving you that feeling of security and stability. It's helping your body feel safe and connected. It's also keeping you balanced and focused, staying practical and logical. And ultimately, it's building your emotional resilience. So as you can see, grounding is so much more than being spiritual outside, right? It's really, really important that we are grounded, especially in the right atmospheres, in the right moments. We have to be grounded in times that need our attention, that need our energy, that need our presence. Because if we're somewhere else and we're not where we're supposed to be mentally, spiritually, emotionally, but our body is just there, we're really not grounded. So let's go a little deeper on what these really mean, because I know sometimes we're like, okay, be present. What does that really mean, right? To be in the present moment helps for you to be responsive versus reactive. So if you find yourself just reacting more often, not really thinking before you are doing something or saying something, you just have this impulse reaction to everything around you. Well, that is really built out of habit, right? It's a habit of reaction. But when we're responsive, we are thinking through our actions. We are thinking through what we're going to say. We are mindful. We are intentional. But we're quick, right? And in order to do that, we've got to be grounded. We have to assess what is around us. We have to be aware. We have to be in tune with the people that we are communicating with or our surroundings. We have to be in tune with ourselves in order to truly be responsive. Otherwise, we're just reacting. And being reactive is really a formula for fear and anxiety and frustration and chaos. All of those things are the complete opposite of being grounded. Not only that, but being reactive causes for us to be on high alert and more stressed in general. So it's just really training your brain to being more anxious the more reactive you are. And so when we are more reactive, we have less clear thinking. So to bring yourself in the present moment requires for you to focus on what is around you and what is in front of you and to become truly aware. And in that, we also need to feel secure and stable. And To feel secure and stable means that we are not easily shaken. So oftentimes we can get wrapped up in our emotions and our mental space a bit too much, and that can really trigger feelings of worry or fear. There are so many triggers and thoughts that can create those feelings of insecurity. So how do you handle those things? What can help you to feel secure? Building trust with yourself truly increases your own security, and not giving your power away to others. Being accountable and responsible for yourself truly does help to build that inner security versus insecurity. You like that? Inner security? Because the thing is when we try to find security in our external world, we're always going to be shifting. We'll never truly be secure and grounded when we're trying to anchor ourselves and other people and other experiences and our surroundings. But when you can feel anchored within yourself, no matter where you are, whether you're in a new environment or a new situation, that's when you're truly stable and secure and ultimately grounded. And sometimes it's actually a little intimidating. You ever meet someone that just seems unshakable? Like, you know they've got to be nervous, but they don't move. They are still consistent with who they are. And I love that. And so the next thing that I want to cover is truly staying grounded in our bodies and what that means. So the body is so intelligent and it's constantly processing your thoughts, processing your emotions, it's digesting your food, it's really working all your motor skills, it's taking in your environments, and just so much more. And when any of these things are threatened, the body begins to feel unsafe and it may overreact. And so our mind is a big factor as it is always communicating with the body. So we have to try to practice mind-body connection as much as possible to truly get more grounded. So when we are disconnected mentally from our bodies, we don't even feel our bodies. Do you ever just feel like you check out and you're not even in your body? You have no awareness of your body. Yeah, that means we're not really grounded. So it's important for us to stay in tune with our body and to make sure that we are keeping our bodies feeling safe holistically, not just physically, not just feeling like, oh, well, I'm in a safe environment. I don't feel threatened. I don't feel like someone's chasing me. That's not what that means. It can, please. I hope no one is chasing you. But it is truly more about taking care of yourself, taking care of your body, not letting your mind run your body. Take control over that mind. You tell that mind what to do. You don't let that mind own you. And so the next thing that I want to cover on top of that is really staying balanced and focused can really help us to stay grounded. How can you create balance for yourself holistically? Truly, ask yourself that. And it's challenging for us to focus on so much at once. So we have to be more disciplined and strategic with managing our time and our energy so you don't get overwhelmed or burned out in one area of our lives and neglect the important things that help us to stay connected to ourselves and our lives and the people that we care about, the people we love, the things we love to do. We have to maintain a level of balance. And so if we find ourselves giving too much energy in one area, maybe it's a relationship, or maybe it's a hobby, or maybe it's your work, maybe it's too much self-care, right? We're just always pampering ourselves or giving ourselves what we need at all times, but nothing else is getting done. We have to make sure that we are maintaining some level of balance, because when we balance all of the areas of our lives, truly is self-care, right? When you're investing in yourself financially or business-wise and you're setting yourself up for success, that's self-care. When you're maintaining your relationships and feeling that love and affection and support and fun, that's self-care, right? We cannot do everything on our own. And so we have to be balanced holistically in order for us to be grounded, because in order to truly give your time and energy to all those different areas, you have to be present. Do you ever try to enjoy a relationship on autopilot? It doesn't go very well. People are like, hello, are you here? You just said that. You just did that thing already. Were you even listening to me? Right? So we have to be present and aware of what we're doing and being mindful that we're not spending too much time in one area that doesn't serve all areas, right? The other big component to staying grounded is also staying practical and logical. It's important for us to exercise that left hemisphere of the brain, practice reasoning, practice logic, practice problem solving. When we live too long in our emotional or our creative brain, the right side of the brain, we may tend to be a bit more imaginative, more daydreamy, and ultimately out of the present, and sometimes completely out of touch with reality and even ourselves. The right side is still very important, but we have to have balance so we don't veer off too far into delusional thinking, which is the complete opposite of being grounded. Now, listen, I am very right-brained, dominant, okay? I'm super creative. I'm very spiritual. I like to imagine. I like to visualize. That's me. So I have to balance that. I have to be mindful to say, okay, let's use our logical brain. Let's use our reasoning brain. Let's just take things for what they are sometimes and not get too carried away, because then I feel like, where have I been? I look back and I can't even remember anything from the previous week because my mind was somewhere in the clouds and I'm missing the moments that are in front of me. So we have to balance that. And so if you feel like you're more of the creative side, you're more of the daydreamy, you're more of the whimsical side, more of the emotional side, you got that down pat. A lot of people that don't have that struggle. They struggle with connection. They struggle with being able to be visionaries, which is so important for the world. They struggle with creating. They struggle with just seeing the beauty in life. You've got that. So now if you know that you are leaning more towards that direction, try to balance it out with even just doing math problems, honestly, is really, really helpful. So just practice more reasoning, more logic, seeing things for what they are, looking at things from a big picture perspective, right? And the next thing that I want to cover when it comes to truly being grounded is that you are building that emotional resilience, which is so important for handling what life throws at you. And sometimes life can really throw you off your game, right? You step in, you're focused, you're driven, you're ambitious. You're like, yes, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to beat these goals. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And something that you didn't expect comes in. Surprise! Hey, you thought today was going to be easy, right? Nope. And so when you're able to build that emotional resilience by staying grounded, you are less thrown off, less distracted. You can handle it. You're like, okay, let me handle this. Let me think clearly. Let me think of a solution. Let me problem solve for the moment, handle this, and get right back to what I'm doing. When your emotional resilience is low, you always feel defeated. You always feel like you can't do something, or odds are against you, or you just can't get ahead. So it's important for us to say, hey, you know what? Things are going to come up that I'm not going to expect. But how am I going to handle it? How am I going to handle things that are going to throw me off? So we have to be a bit forward thinking, right? We can't just think life is going to stay how it is. And trust me, you may think, oh, well, I know it's not going to stay like it is today, but that probably won't happen for a few years. Mm-mm. Always be aware of what could happen, because when you take that approach, you'll find that those things rarely happen, right? What is the irony in that? When you're prepared, you just handle things faster, you stay grounded, and you can stay consistent and persist in what it is you want to achieve. And we struggle, right? We struggle to manage our stress well. And when our stress is not managed well, it doesn't just affect your day. It doesn't just affect your mood. It affects your immune system. It affects the way your body digests food. It affects everything. And it creates an environment for an unhealthy system. So staying grounded gets you that. It prepares you for life's tomatoes at times. So we've got to focus on being grounded so we can handle those things. So we don't let things fall through the cracks. You ever meet someone like that? Or maybe you're like that, or you've been like that, that your reaction or response isn't necessarily something that's super anxious or high alert. You're like, oh, what can I do? But you've become kind of disconnected and you're like, hey, whatever happens, it is what it is, right? We become apathetic because we're so used to life being crazy and we stop being present. We stop creating solutions. We stop being proactive. But it's okay to be proactive. It's okay to prepare. And we can't prepare for everything, no. But we don't want to be so disconnected because we're expecting the worst, right? So grounding is not just putting your feet in the dirt or spending time outdoors. And while that can be a great practice because it triggers for us to truly slow down and take in our environments, it is not the sole purpose. Being grounded is just, it's important for us because life can feel like it's moving really fast. We have our feet planted on the ground. We're prepared for life. We're prepared for ourselves. We're ready. We're here. Our presence is known. Our presence is accepted. Our presence is needed. Your presence is needed. When we don't feel needed, when we don't feel purposeful, when we don't feel significant, it is really hard to feel grounded. If you feel invisible, if you feel like no one even knows you're here, if you feel like, hey, if I were to leave this earth tomorrow, would you even know? Yes. And so when we feel purposeful, when we feel important, we have more motivation, more incentive to feel grounded. So we want to ask ourselves some deep-rooted questions. Do you want to be here? Do you want to be present? Do you feel safe? Do you feel secure? Right? Do you feel stable? Do you feel like life is piling up on you? Do you feel scattered or unorganized? Those can just be some signs that we may not be grounded. But never to fear, we're going to dive into it much deeper throughout this series. So definitely stay tuned for more. Get ready, get excited. Because we're going to really help heal a whole host of issues that you may have not been aware of. So I'm so excited. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, we are here Tuesdays and Saturdays at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Heart Blend Podcast.